surprising number of tracks from the Pochonbo ensemble frame the North Korean experience through a female lens. Though many recount the experiences of a military spouse, domestic life, or the ideal socialist family structure. While the DPRK has a notably poor record on human rights, equality, and freedom, the music of the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble champions the women of the nation and contributes much of its success to the enduring vocal output of high-profile vocalists including Hyung Song-wo, Yun Hye-young, Ri Kyung-suk, Jo Kum-hwa, Jun Hye-young, Ri Pun-hui, Cho Kum-hwa, Kim Jong-nyo, Chon Hye-yong, and the legendary merited artiste Kim Kwang-suk.
Do not say,
1991, 6 years after formation, the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble embarked on their first tour outside of the DPRK, with a multi-city staging of performances throughout Japan. Their efforts were immortalized in a documentary entitled Shaking the Land of Japan. Organization was provided by the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan, also known as Chongryon, which functions as one of the two main groups for the Zainichi diaspora. Chongryon acts as the de facto embassy between North Korea and Japan, as diplomatic relations between the two states do not currently exist. Concerts were held across the Japanese islands, including in Tokyo, Osaka, Hyogo, Kyoto, and Sendai, and the group was widely and warmly welcomed on their inaugural international outing. On May 14, 1991, an Air Koryo flight landed at Narita Airport, carrying the Pochonbo players, who were greeted by the former Deputy Prime Minister of Japan, Kanemaru Shin, the Central Executive Committee of the Japan Socialist Party, the Japan DPRK Cultural Exchange Association, and the youth of Tokyo. Later that day, the Tokyo Korean Cultural Center held a rally supported by the Zainichi populace, which included speeches and the dissemination of a letter to be returned to the Kim government thanking them for their support. Tokyo and Japanese government officials stressed the importance of the visit as a way to improve international collaboration. The first performance of the tour was held at the Tokyo Nippon Seinenkan Hotel, with luminaries from the Liberal Democratic Party, the Japan Socialist Party, the Komeito, a Buddhist Democratic Party with close ties to the Soka Gakkai movement, Japanese cultural and artistic groups, wives of former and current Japanese prime ministers, as well as local representatives within the Korean reunification sphere. Set lists of the concerts would include both Korean and Japanese folk songs, as well as current political compositions that Pochonbo had become renowned for in their home country. The Tokyo performance was broadcast by major Japanese networks, including NHK TV and TBS, Tokyo Broadcasting System, TV, and reported on in the Japanese papers of record, including the Asahi and Mainichi Shimbun. After 7 extremely popular concerts in Tokyo, Pochonbo set off for additional shows in Sendai, Himeji, and Kobe. Continuing throughout the Japanese archipelago, they even set foot in Hiroshima, in the south of the country, where Japanese folk dancers performed a welcoming routine that is normally reserved for the most distinguished of guests. On September 30th, the day after Pochonbo's arrival in Hiroshima, a severe typhoon caused major damage to the city, with loss of power and rail transport. Despite this setback, the residents of Hiroshima coupled generators together to power the theater, and a concert was held in that now eternally significant port city. Further recitals in Fukuoka and Osaka were staged, and by October 13th, the sudden stars of the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble arrived in Kyoto, the site of their final onstage appearance. Summits with the prefectural and Kyoto city governments reiterated the ability of the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble to bridge the gap between the two nations and provide a way forward in diplomacy through electronic music. 2 volumes of live recorded performances from Pochonbo's tour of Japan were recorded, and we now feature 2 tracks from those releases, Spring in the North and Whistle. Ever cemented as legends of North Korean entertainment, innovators and heralds of popular music in the DPRK, and pioneers in a land known for repressive and authoritarian measures, the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble is a testament to the power of music to capture the human spirit. They have inspired multiple current artists within North Korea and will remain among the most significant electronic music to reach our ears in both Pyongyang and beyond. We leave you now with the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble's performance of the Hawaiian classic of parting, Aloha Oe.
No!